Welcome back to Ravens Report. The NFL is a game of inches and feet. And I don't mean the 12-inch variety of feet. I mean the kind you put shoes on. Good footwork is what separates the guys who make it in the league from the guys who don't. Ravens linebacker Jameel McClain knows once you do make it in this league, it's footwork that keeps you an inch ahead of the competition.
What's up, Ravens? It's your boy, Jameel McClain in here. About to get in another workout, man. Happy that y'all could join. Let's see what we got. I got camo on my feet. I wish I'd have worn some fresh Nikes. Oh. As you can see, y'all clearly looking at... No, that's not cool. They looking right at Ed Dixon's backside. It's going to be, oh yeah, that's all you're going to see. Ah, I got to let them see my feet work. I be dancing, it's the La Bamba. Kruger got the boxing one going. Well, I like the size of this group. Give me more people to talk to. He never tell me good job. He only saying that because y'all looking. I swear. You see what I'm saying? That's my first good job in like 4 years. Camera action. B.A. B.A. just started his own angle. It wasn't as bad as it looked. It's overdramatic. I'm going to get an Oscar for this. What are we doing now? We're going through another round of this all over again. Normally, I would have had a break, but I got to talk trash to y'all. So it's a little tiring. It's like a football game in real life. Always talking trash. Oh, I hit one. I just hit all of them. Ah. It translates in everything, you know, in the hurdles. Hurdles is all footwork. Linebackers need feet. In the bags, that's the game in general by itself, getting in and out, backpedaling, coming right back up. I'm back up, see? Last one. Ah, hard day's work. That's how I go. And we only started. That's the craziest part. It's a job. It's a game, but it's a job. Should I say something gangster? This one is a shout out for hard work, like always. Hard work on three. Y'all know that's what we do. Hard work on three. One, two, three, hard work!
This time of the year, we all like to talk about the joy surrounding the holidays. And at Ravens camp, when you bring up the topic of joy, you have to talk about Jacoby Jones, the Ravens returner and wide receiver, always ready with a smile and a conversation, whether it's adding to his body of work on the field or his body of work, well, on his body.
I am Jacoby Jones, one of the new members of the Baltimore Ravens. And yes, I do have the most tattoos on the team. They are trying to compete, but I don't think they're going to catch up. One of my most favorite tattoos and memorable ones, and it means a lot to me, is the one I have on my stomach, which is the sun sets on my grandparents and it rises on my birth year. And I think I got it about like 3 years ago. It was something that it meant a lot to me because when I was younger, as I was growing up, I didn't have a father. And my grandparents, me, my mom, great-grandmother, great-auntie, and grandfather were the ones that really raised me. So I wish, like, I set the sun on them because when they raised me, they didn't get a chance to see me graduate high school or be successful in life, but I know they're still looking down on me. And as I was born, I took that and that sun that they set, and it rose on me, and they lightened me, and they still shining down on me. My tattoo artist's name is Kevo, which you can find him on Twitter, Kevo2021, or his Instagram is Kevo2021. He's been on World Star Hip Hop, he's wrote books, so he's a good artist. But I called him up and I was like, man, I got this piece I wanna do. I wanna put it on my stomach. So when I thought about it, he said, hey, bro, I got an idea. So when he did it, you know, he kinda put some creativity to it. He put it's actually hands here holding the sun, where it shines here, and it's clouds with the sun setting on my grandparents that raised me. And a lot of people come up to me and be like, man, how they talk about they love my ink and how long did it take? But when you see the one with the stomach and the sun, the detail of it, they was like, the guy must have took hours and it must have hurt. I was like, nah, he's that guy. That's what I call him, that guy. You know, he kind of looks at you and he draws it on you. And he takes maybe all my tattoos he's done in more than an hour and a half. After you get it, I felt like, I don't know, I just felt like he man. I took that pain. Every time I look at that tattoo, it goes to show me what my grandparents done for me. They all taught and raised me well, you know, and they put so much behind me and so much discipline behind me. And it kind of, when people say they spoil me, but I say they bless me. So that's what I say. So every time I look at it, man, it just gives me a thought and I think about them all the time. Some people have problems with tattoos, some people don't. But in my case, you know, I've been through Katrina, you know. So like for instance, I have my grandparents down on me. I have no pictures or no kind of remembrance of my grandparents other than the tattoos on me. So ever since then, that's like every tattoo on me is my autobiography. It's my memories of everything I've done in my life that helped me achieve something and be successful.
When we come back to Ravens Report, fullback Vontae Leach brightens the day for somebody else other than Ray Rice.